Nuh-uh. No good morning kiss for you. You don't deserve to get your lips all goopy. I'm mad at you. You know why. Because you made me sleep in the wet spot, stupid. You know I hate that. I barely got any rest. You can't fuck me until we ruin the sheets and then rub my nose in it like I'm a naughty puppy. What do you mean I am the wet spot? Fuck off with that. Not funny. Yeah, hilarious. I know a certain comedian who's going to be jerking off alone tonight instead of getting slimed. I'm going to the bathroom. No, I didn't bring my toothbrush. I don't even have a toothbrush. I don't have teeth, remember? Oh my god, are you serious? Get your toothbrush out of me! Just because I'm made out of gel doesn't mean I'm toothpaste. I'm a bright, glittery, bluish green. Not fucking Aquafresh colors. I mean, yeah, I guess I do kind of look like toothpaste, and I know I taste good. But still, that can't be healthy for you. Smacking my ass now? You trying to get me all worked up again? What's got you acting so goofy today anyway? Just happy that I spent the night, huh? Okay. I'll accept the answer. You've earned your kiss now. Get that brush out of your mouth. Come here. Look at us. Fogging up the mirror. We make a handsome couple, don't we? Sexy human guy and curvy humanoid-shaped slime girl. I'd ship us. Oh, do you like what I did with my quote-unquote hair? Thought I'd go a little bit longer with it. Try some waves and curls. I'm guessing you're into it by the way you kept trying to pull it last night. Your hand just went straight through, though. But it's the thought that counts. Speaking of hair, you gonna brush yours or just have bedhead all day? Looking kinda chopped, bro. Like you were up all night fucking a certain slime girl in a marathon session. Pumping her so full of cum that you changed her viscosity. Is that what you want people to think? Aren't I supposed to meet your parents today? Yeah, parents love me. I'll be sure to wipe my feet at the door. So, make yourself presentable already. You need some product in your hair? Here, let's make sure it holds. Perfect. One of the many services I provide. And no, for the millionth time, you can't bottle me. I don't do that bondage stuff. I gotta flow free, baby. Maybe for your birthday. If you're good. Now, I seem to recall a promise of breakfast when you were balls deep inside of me last night. Like, when your literal balls were inside of me. Come on, I want to see you get all domestic. Nah, cook whatever you want. You know I'm not picky. We stan a low-maintenance slime girlfriend. On a long enough timeline, I'm slightly acidic, so I can just break down anything to its base nutrients. That's why we can't do soaking sessions. You gotta get in, get out with that yummy dick of yours. Screw you! I'm not a gelatinous cube. Gelatinous fucking smoke show, maybe. Do I look all boxy and blocky to you? Keep running your mouth and maybe I will change form into something less appealing to the human eye. Just ooze around on the kitchen floor, have you begging for these jiggly titties and ass cheeks back. Yeah, you better apologize. Get to work, chef. I'm gonna join you in the kitchen and supervise. You're thinking French toast, huh? La la. It's like I'm back in home ec class. Good old Munster you. Yeah, you'd have loved me in college. Regular party girl. I was about 10% alcohol at all times. I had a lot of pills floating around in me too. Like a perpetually high jello mold. Come on, I'm hungry. Whisk already. Put your back into it. Hey, don't fall in love with the batter now. She's no good for you, baby. You told me I was the only substance you had eyes for. You're dumb. Get something on the griddle before I start ingesting your cooking utensils. That spatula looks tasty as fuck. You know I'm not a fidget toy, right? You can't just put your hands inside me and squish around every time you get bored. I didn't say stomp. It tickles. In the best way. The benefit of having your entire body low-key be an erogenous zone. Gee, I guess it's on me to flip this piece before it burns since you're so busy fingering me. Oh my god. You're so fucking horny all the time. I may be free-flowing, but I'm not free use. Focus up, chef. Fine. I really don't want to encourage you, but I kind of want it to. Let me slip in front of you. I guess we'll skip breakfast since you can't keep it in your pajama pants. Drop those goofy things and get your dick wet. Fuck yeah. Can't really be called anal, but you know I like it in my ass. Let me turn the stove off so we don't start a fire. I don't want to have to smother that while I'm trying to maintain my composure around that thick cock. It's hard not to melt when you're hitting it just right. God damn. Give it to me, baby. Get this whole body jiggling. Reach around and squish these tits while you're pounding that hole you just made. Oh, nice and warm around your cock, right? You feeling that little tingle that makes you want to bust too soon? Yeah, you're getting a lot better. I completely understand sticking your dick in a slime girl isn't for beginners. Oh, those first few times we had sex. You were in and out in under a minute. It was fucking adorable. You should have seen your face when you realized you were in over your head. Made me want to get you hard and do it all over again. Oh, fuck. But you're a pro now, huh? Yeah, babe. Tunneling right through me with that yummy cock. Oh. Don't stop until you see daylight. I'm too thick for you to put it straight through me, but it doesn't mean you shouldn't try. Spinning me around and opening up the same hole from the front. That's cheating. At least kiss me if you're gonna shove your dick in my tummy. Mm. 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 I taste extra sweet when you're inside me, don't I? You'll bring out the best in me, baby. I'm gonna suck that tongue like we were doing jello shots. Come on, fuck me harder. Everything's a pussy on me, and you just fucking love it. Your endlessly customizable slime GF that just lets you make a hole and go to town. I'm gonna plug up that gap in my arms so you're not just spurting straight through me onto the French toast. Your cum's all for me. Don't look at my face. Look at your dick displacing all that pretty blue-green slime. Visual ASMR. You like to watch when you blow, don't you? See those thick ropes shoot and then go into stasis, glistening like they're trapped in amber. Maybe we should clone you Jurassic Park style so you can fucking Eiffel Tower me. Two big croissants smearing through me like I was so much Parisian jam. Ooh la la. All over again. Now you're gonna bust a one. I've been trying not to come for a couple of minutes now. Maybe you're getting too good at this, but I'm gonna start to feel insulted if I don't get that gooey warmth in my belly here soon. Yeah, grab my ass and ram that cock in me. Yeah, I'll try not to fall to pieces. But you know all bets are off when you make me come. Pack your dick inside this warm, wet ooze until you drain those balls. Slime me, baby. Fuck. I completely blobbed out for a minute there, didn't I? I hate to deprive you of this pretty face for even a second, but you make it so hard to focus. You came really hard, huh? Look at that fat fucking cream pie quivering in suspended animation. How much of your cum is gonna be inside me when I meet your parents anyway, you perv? Gonna have to swirl this around in here so it's not so obvious. Ew, no, I'm not just gonna, like, get rid of it. What a gross thing to say. I don't spit, sweetie. I swallow. And not some little level one slime who purses her lips and makes a sour face every time she takes a load. Don't insult me. Clothes! No way, man. That's an even worse idea. Not part of the deal. It's so degrading. Not my natural state at all. I feel like a golden retriever all dressed up for a silly photo shoot or something. Well, if your dad's gonna stare, that's his problem, isn't it? If your parents can't handle you dating a non-Newtonian girl, then fuck 'em. It's 2025, for Christ's sake. But I'll smooth things out so they get the PG version. Don't worry. No nips, no ass crack. Anatomically incorrect like a jiggly Barbie doll. Sorry you're so ashamed of me. Oh my god, here we go. Can we drop it, please? I don't want to argue with you while your jizz is glopping around inside me like a lava lamp. Thank you. Well, we finished exactly one piece of French toast before your horny ass derailed everything. Wanna go halfsies? Here you go. Bon appétit. Yeah. Nah, I'm not gonna bother with my math. It takes too long. Just shoved it right in the old tummy. If it's good enough for your dick, it's good enough for half a slice of French toast. I've got taste receptors everywhere, babe. Don't worry about me. Although, if you really want to find out what this mouth can do, I'm willing to put on a little demonstration. Oh, hush. You love my blob jobs. I saw that dick twitch at the mere suggestion. Sit down at the table over there. What? Do you not think I can answer the bell, baby? It's your fault for getting my motor running. You knew I had a strong sex drive when you started dating me. If you can't take the heat of this slimy little mouth, get out of the kitchen. Attaboy! I knew you were a real one. Watch this sticky blue tongue in action. I'll have you standing to attention again in no time. See? Rock hard and ready to go. Oh, I've got an idea. Let's do that thing you like.
Babe? Little help? I can't very well microwave myself over here. 10 seconds should do the trick. It tingles.
Okay, as you were in the chair, you're gonna love this. Yeah, there's that moan I know and love. I know I'm naturally warm, but it hits different after a quick nuke, right? Like getting your dick sucked by a fresh apple pie. The problem with a regular blowjob is that your dick disappears. Who knows what's going on in there? Could be anything. But with a blob job, you get to watch the whole process. Like one of those restaurants where they make your sandwich in front of you. You're safe in the knowledge that they're not doing anything fucked up to it. I mean, I am doing fucked up things to your dick, but you know what? Forget it. This was a bad analogy. Feel my hand cupping your balls and enveloping them. That constant sensation of warmth that makes them tingle. I'm gonna make you shoot your load like a fire hose. Get these contents under pressure and see if you can blow rope straight through me. You're about to tap out, aren't you? Every throb of this dick makes my whole body quiver, sending little sensations all the way down to my toes. It's fucking delicious. To this microwavable mouth, baby. Let that warm slime ebb and flow of your aching cock. Ah, that tight suction. These gooey lips sliding up and down. Are you ready to watch that pretty white mess blossom in the back of my throat? Let me have it. See right through me. Look at all that yummy cum encased inside me like an optical illusion. Hypnotizing. Huh? I'm just gonna press some gummy little kisses to your cock until it goes soft, okay? You know, if I took one of those DNA test thingies, I'd probably be like 80% slime, 15% borax, and 5% your cum. Alright, okay, enough foreplay. We'd better get this show on the road. We'll have to grab breakfast from a drive-thru or something since we couldn't keep our hands off of each other for long enough to even cook. And you need to get dressed. I'm not wearing shit. Just a smile. Which is an anagram of slime. Oh god. They're not gonna ask me about grandkids, are they? I reproduce asexually, and I am not ready for that talk right now. I plan on continuing to do it sexually for quite some time.